to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
E-mail.
Vous allez entendre l'expression e-mail, qui signifie electronic mail, courrier électronique. E-mail. Et répétez. Repeat. E-mail. Une phrase utile quand il s'agit de e-mail. To check the e-mail. Jeter un coup d'œil sur le courrier électronique. Le vérifier. To check. Le regarder. To check the e-mail. To open your email, l'ouvrir. Let's check our email.
Let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago.
Jetons un coup d'œil sur notre courrier électronique. Si vous n'avez pas une adresse électronique chez vous, il est fort possible que vous avez accès à cette boîte aux lettres sur un site comme Yahoo ou Hotmail. Et que vous allez vérifier votre adresse e-mail régulièrement lorsque vous vous rendez à un cybercafé, à un cybercafé. Have you checked your email? Avez-vous vérifié votre courrier électronique? You have an email from your friend. Vous avez une lettre électronique d'un ami. Écoutez la conversation qui suit dans un bureau.
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Vous avez entendu la façon dont on se dit bonjour le matin dans un bureau. Good morning, Max. Bonjour, Max. How are you today? Comment allez-vous aujourd'hui? Ou bien, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui? Fine, thank you. Bien, merci. And you? Et vous? Et toi? Just fine. Bien. Just fine. C'est littéralement tout simplement bien. Écoutez le reste de la conversation. Listen.
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Une autre façon de demander à quelqu'un d'où il vient ou d'où elle vient, quand on a l'impression d'être presque sûr de l'origine d'une personne, c'est de dire « Do you come from Dakar ?» Vous venez, tu viens de Dakar ? En fait, on s'attend alors à une confirmation et vous pouvez répondre positivement « Yes, I do » ou bien négativement « No, I do not » en contraction « No, I don't ». I come from Guinea. I don't come from Dakar. Répétez après moi. Do you come from Gabon? No, I don't. I come from Congo. Écoutez, listen. Écoutez, Kathy.
Do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Et quand on n'a aucune idée d'où vient une personne, on demande la question générale. Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu? Come from signifie venir de. Where do you come from? C'est assez différent que do you come from Dakar? Vous venez de Dakar? Écoutez, listen.
Where do you come from? I come from San Francisco. Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from? I come from California. Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Étudiante américaine dans un programme d'échange culturel, Maya aime bien sa famille d'accueil. Seulement, le sens de l'hospitalité étouffe Maya. Ils en font trop. Toute la famille l'énerve, sauf Badou, le fils aîné, si différent des autres. Écoutons Maya se plaindre auprès du directeur de son programme d'échange. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ses énoncés. 1. Le directeur du programme trouve que la famille d'accueil est gentille avec Maya. 2. Pour Maya, on boit trop de thé et de café tout bas dans cette famille. Vous allez maintenant répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi Maya dit-elle qu'elle ne respire pas? 2. Pour le directeur du programme, comment Maya devrait-elle se sentir? 3. Qu'est-ce qui va lui manquer quand elle rentrera aux États-Unis? Vous allez apprendre à utiliser des expressions pour exprimer des sentiments d'agacement, de nervosité, en utilisant « can't ».
I can't understand the behavior of my host family.
Maya, you've only been there for 3 weeks. They're nice people. We've been sending many students to this family.
I can't stand it. They don't let me breathe. They escort me everywhere all the time.
Come on, Maya. You should feel happy. You're just homesick. You miss your parents, don't you?
That's not it. The TV is always on, but they don't even watch it. People are always talking and laughing, so they can't be listening to it.
Oh, you shouldn't worry about the TV. That's normal. In this country, it's not polite to switch off the TV when you have guests.
Everybody wants to style my hair, take me to the tailor, cook for me. It's too much. I'm a grown woman.
Maya, this is called teranga, the Senegalese sense of hospitality.
3 cups of ataya 10 times a day? Cafe Tuba all day long?
Don't worry, you should just take 1 cup of ataya 5 times a day and cafe Tuba only in the morning. Or just say thank you and don't drink it.
That's going to be hard now. I'm getting used to all the caffeine.
See? I'm sure you'll miss this Senegalese teranga when you go back home. Who will make ataya for you back in America?
Me. I can't even get the phone right now. I know. I shouldn't complain. I'll miss the sun, the beach, Mbala music, the karapis, and of course, Badu.
Your host father's eldest son?
Yes. He's so nice, so handsome, and so caring.
There's something in the air. A love story.
Oh, no. We're just friends.
Of course. Did I say you were not just friends? I'm sure all of your other friends are also so nice, so handsome, and so caring.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue, Maya est le directeur du programme d'échange. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Le directeur du programme trouve que la famille d'accueil est gentille avec Maya. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Pour Maya, on boit trop de thé et de café tout bas dans cette famille. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Pourquoi Maya dit-elle qu'elle ne respire pas? Parce qu'on l'escorte toujours, partout. 2. Pour le directeur du programme, comment Maya devrait-elle se sentir? Heureuse. 3. Qu'est-ce qui va lui manquer quand elle rentrera aux États-Unis? Cette teranga sénégalaise. Répétez maintenant ces expressions utilisées par Maya.
I can't understand. I can't stand it.
Ces expressions expriment des sentiments d'agacement, d'énervement. On pourrait les traduire par « je ne peux pas comprendre » et « je ne le supporte pas ». Dans ces expressions, Maya a donc utilisé « can't » pour exprimer l'incapacité à faire quelque chose. Il est suivi d'un complément. Répétez ces autres exemples.
I can't understand why these people are laughing at me. I can't stand people who are always late. We can't hire lazy people.
Répétez aussi ces deux phrases que vous avez entendues.
You should feel happy. You shouldn't worry about the TV.
Dans ces phrases, « should » et « shouldn't » expriment le devoir moral, ce qu'on devrait faire ou ne devrait pas faire. Ces phrases peuvent aussi être utilisées pour donner une opinion. Écoutez ces autres exemples.
You should just take one cup of ataya.
I shouldn't complain.
Vous avez entendu Maya se plaindre auprès de son directeur de programme de l'hospitalité de sa famille d'accueil étouffante pour elle. Vous savez utiliser des expressions qui expriment le devoir moral avec should et shouldn't. Vous savez enfin exprimer votre agacement ou votre énervement en utilisant can't. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA. Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express. Pour vivre, il faut respirer. En écoutant cette expression,
Don't hold your breath.
Pensez-vous que c'est une consigne de sécurité? Don't hold your breath. Ne retenez pas votre souffle. Écoutons Jonathan et Anna.
Hey, do you need help moving to your new apartment this weekend?
Oh no, that's okay. Evan said he would help. He has a truck.
Evan, don't hold your breath waiting for him. He said he'd help me move, then never showed up.
Don't hold your breath. Cela veut dire qu'on ne peut pas compter sur une personne ou sur une chose particulière, car on risque d'être déçu. En gros, soyez réaliste et n'ayez aucune attente. Don't hold your breath. Et voilà pour l'anglais. Dans cette nouvelle leçon, Martin Lerner parle avec sa femme. Ils discutent de choses qu'ils veulent acheter. Ils sont en ville en train de faire des courses. Vous apprendrez à répondre à des questions sur les choses que vous voulez. Nous sommes en train de faire des courses. Je dis à la personne avec qui je suis, I want a dress. Je voudrais une robe. Do you want a shirt? Voulez-vous une chemise? Ou vous faut-il une chemise? Do you want a shirt? I want a dress. Do you want to buy a shirt? Voulez-vous acheter une chemise? Ou veux-tu acheter une chemise? I want a shirt.
Let's walk on this street. I want to buy a new dress.
Do you want a dress for work?
Yes, I want a dress for the office. Stop! Look at that dress in the window. Do you like that dress?
No, I don't. It's too green. I don't like green dresses.
Okay, let's look over there.
Do you like green?
Green dresses? I don't know. Sometimes.
I want to buy a shirt.
Do you want a shirt for work?
No, I want a shirt for tennis.
Do you want a white shirt?
I don't know. No, I don't like white.
What color do you want?
I don't know. What don't you like?
I don't like red tennis shirts. I like blue or green. Do you like green shirts?
No, I don't. I like blue.
Let's look for blue. Oh, look. See those yellow pants?
In the window? Yes, I see them.
Do you like them?
Yes, I do. Do you want those pants?
I don't know.
Do you want them for work?
Do you really like them?
They're okay.
Okay? You don't like them.
Yes, I do. I really like them. Let's go inside.
May I help you?
I want to buy some yellow pants.
Here, look at these.
No, I don't like those.
Do you want another color? These green pants are very beautiful.
No, thank you. My husband doesn't like green.
I like green.
You didn't like the green dress.
That's right. I didn't like the green dress, but I like green.
Do you like these green pants?
They're okay.
He doesn't like them.
Do you like them?
No, I don't. I don't like them for work.
Do you want another color?
I like the yellow pants in the window.
Oh, yes. They are very nice. Wait a minute, please. I'm going to get them for you.
Do you really like them, Martin?
Yes, I do.
Do you like them for the office?
I don't know.
I don't like them for the office. Thank you very much. I'm going to look some more.
You're welcome.
Comparez en anglais les constructions avec I like et I want. I like to play tennis. J'aime jouer au tennis. I want to play tennis. Je veux jouer au tennis. Répondez maintenant à des questions sur ce que vous voulez ou sur ce que vous voulez faire. Essayons ensemble. Do you want a shirt?
Yes, I want a shirt.
Do you want to buy a shirt?
Yes, I want to buy a shirt.
Maintenant, répondez directement à Martin Lerner.
Do you want to buy a shirt? Do you want to buy a dress? Do you want red pants? Do you want yellow pants? Let's look on this street. Do you see that store? I bought some clothes there last year.
Oh, I like those shirts. Let's go inside.
Imaginez-vous en ville. Vous faites des courses. Vous cherchez quelque chose à porter, une robe, une chemise, un pantalon. I want a dress. Je veux une robe. I want a dress for the office. Je veux une robe pour le bureau. I want a dress. I want to buy a dress. Je veux acheter une robe. I want to buy a dress. I want a shirt. Je voudrais une chemise. I want to buy a shirt. I want some pants. Je voudrais des pantalons. I want to buy some pants. I want. Je veux. Conjuguons un peu. To want. I want a dress. You want a shirt. She wants a dress. He wants a shirt. We want pants. They want dresses. Il n'y a que dans le cas de she et de he qu'il y a un S. Wants. She wants. He wants. Sinon, pour toutes les autres personnes, c'est la même chose. Want. Construction avec question et verbe. Do you want me to come? Voulez-vous que je vienne? I want you to come. Je voudrais que vous veniez. Do you want me to come? I want you to buy a dress. Do you want me to buy a dress? I want you to play. Je voudrais que tu joues. Do you want me to play? I want you to listen. Do you want me to listen? Do you want me to come? Voulez-vous que je vienne? Do you want me to listen? Voudriez-vous que j'écoute? Do you want me to play? Voudriez-vous que je joue? Do you want me to buy this dress? Do you want me to come? I want you to come. Do you want me to listen? I want you to listen. Do you want me to play? I want you to play. Do you want me to buy this dress? I want you to buy that dress. Utilisation de this, that, au singulier. These, those, au pluriel. Par exemple, vous regardez dans la vitrine, vous dites à votre compagne, Look at this shirt. Regarde cette chemise. Look at this shirt. Et elle en voit un autre, elle dit, Look at that shirt. C'est pour indiquer quelque chose d'autre, en général un peu plus loin ou un peu différent. Look at this. Look at that. Au pluriel. Look at these pants. Regardez ces pantalons. Look at those pants. Regardez ces pantalons. Look at these. C'est plus près. Look at those. C'est plus loin. C'est différent. Donc au singulier, look at this dress, look at that dress, look at these pants, look at those pants. It's okay, au singulier, à propos d'une robe, look at that dress. It's okay, ça va. A pair of pants. Une paire de pantalons. One pair of pants. I want a pair of pants. Autre expression courante quand on achète quelque chose. This is my size. C'est ma taille. This is my size. La vendeuse demande ou le vendeur demande. Is this your size?
May I help you?
I want to buy a shirt.
Do you want a dress shirt or a casual shirt?
I want a tennis shirt.
Casual shirts are over here. Come with me, please.
I want a blue shirt.
The blue shirts are here. Do you like these?
I don't know. Do you like these, Eileen?
Not very much.
I have some very nice blue and white shirts. Do you like these?
Yes, I do. I like these very much.
They're very nice.
Et voilà, do you want more? Vous en voulez plus? Pratiquez seul ou en famille. Exercez-vous à dire ce que vous voulez, I want, et ce que vous ne voulez pas, I don't want. Jusqu'à la prochaine leçon. Until then, practice hard. Goodbye. Thank you. welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I have some guests today with me. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Yubin Kim, and I'm from South Korea. And I'm here to intern in Voice of America Korean Service Team.
Wonderful, thank you. And we have my fellow colleague.
That's me, Roger Muntou, and it's a pleasure to be here with Michelle and Anglais Télé again today.
Thank you, I've missed you.
I miss you too.
And who are you, my dear?
Hello everybody, and I'm Heather Pekenaru.
Wonderful. So we have a full table here.
That's right.
And I think we have a lot of guests also on the other side of the world. And today we're going to talk about the expression to have. To have. En français, avoir. Le verbe avoir. To have. Which is one of the most important idiomatic expressions in English, along with to be. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. I totally agree, Michelle. I think you're right. Our students have to understand that to have and to be are extremely, extremely, and I insist, important in the English language. But today, as Michelle said, we are focusing, I guess, first on to have.
Yes, and we're going to practice.
Like, I mean, we can't imagine what will be without to have.
So right. Maybe we should start by conjugating the verb to have. Why don't we start with you?
Present?
Yes, present tense.
I have, you have, he has, or she has, we have, you have, and they have.
Okay. Okay. Now, to have, there's a more familiar way of saying to have. It goes very quickly by in the ear. Do you have an idea, Yubin?
To using have, to have.
Yes, but there's a very quick, familiar way of saying the same thing as I have. Instead, you say...
So, do you know another way, Yubin?
Mm-hmm.
What Michelle is trying to... See if you know of a different way mm-hmm. of saying I have, right, Michelle? Without using have.
Right, in a familiar way.
In a familiar way. That we use a lot in America, in English, American English.
I get, to get.
To get. Let's keep a piece of the to get. Mm-hmm. Let's pick. Okay, so let's say, hey, I have a lot on my mind today.
The verb that you used mm-hmm. was correct. That's very good. Mm-hmm. To get is correct, and that's what Michelle's trying to say. But we say, I've got.
Yes, I've got. It's a strange
I've
thing.
Got. So I've got to put a contraction.
Yes.
It is a contraction of, like Michelle said, of.
I've.
Yes. It's yeah. I have.
It I
is
have.
I have. Got. So that you say, I've got.
I've got.
I've
right.
got.
I've got. And it's kind of repetitive because got and have, it means the
mm-hmm.
same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like putting a stamp mm-hmm. on it. I've got. I have. You can say the same thing. So do you want to try that conjugation again? But this time with I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to try it?
So now you're still going to use it in present because you did conjugate the verb to have in presence, like Michelle asked you. Now you have to conjugate to have got.
Okay. I've got. You have got. He has got.
No, that was good.
Good. Yeah,
that was good. He's got. She's got.
We have got. Mm-hmm. You have got. They've got.
They've got.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That was good.
Okay, so
I'll repeat
it very quickly before we get our guests. I'll repeat it one more time. Or we can repeat it together.
Yeah. Why not? I sound like that. Yeah.
So, I've got.
You've got.
He's got.
She's got.
We've got.
You've got.
They've got.
Awesome. We did good.
Okay.
We did good.